guess she was going 107 miles an hour, and she said she was trying to get to Little Caesars before it closed.
Oh,
priorities.
They let her go, right? Because that's a great
excuse. That's right. Yeah, that's right. See, oh, proceed then. We'll give you a police escort to get your $5 pizza.
You mean pizza, pizza?
Pizza, 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 yeah. Pizza. So to be going to prison, prison. Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Every once in a while, we like to put ourselves under the microscope.
So call it Get Real.
Yeah.
Gina, what question did you get?
I got, what's something you're currently working on improving about yourself? I have to admit, and I do feel really bad admitting this, but I have not been really good with this pregnancy as far as like mentally and emotionally. I don't think I've really like maybe taken it for granted almost, or like, oh my gosh, I'm really going to miss feeling her inside me. Like, yeah, she'll be on the outside and I'll get to like be with her.
Yeah,
but
interact. Yeah,
I'm the only one that gets to experience this with her. And, you know, this is a really cool bonding experience that nobody else gets to have with her. I'm trying to improve on like my mental state with her being inside of me right
being
now,
being present, being pregnant.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's okay. A perfect explanation. Yes.
Well, that's a good thing. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you'll improve when you get to your second, third, and fourth baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is just the test run.
You don't even notice you're pregnant. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah.
My question was, what's your biggest what if?
Okay.
Now that I see the question, what if I stayed with the only other woman that I was serious with in dating?
Yeah.
And I don't think it would be good.
Yeah.
I look at what happened to her, like since we broke up, she ended up like marrying a guy, getting divorced, single mom, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And she was wrecked by like her parents getting divorced. And I wonder if like that would have doomed any relationship she was in, even me and her.
Yeah.
Had a lot of mental baggage to go with
totally.
It.
Totally.
Yeah. So, wow. I mean, it's like, I mean, I of course don't wish any of the stuff that happened to her, but maybe it's a bullet I dodged.
Totally. Totally. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Woody, what's your question?
Mine is, what is your biggest ick that everyone else seems fine with?
Okay.
I would have to say, especially this time of year it comes out, I'm not a fan of turkey and dressing and Thanksgiving food.
Okay.
Especially like pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
That's got to be very disappointing when all that food is put in front of you.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I have to eat it.
I mean,
What's the pressure like?
I deal with it, but I wouldn't seek it out if it wasn't Thanksgiving. Like, I wouldn't say, oh, yeah, give me turkey and dressing and all that stuff. I do like mashed potatoes. So there, I got that.
There's something.
You have that going for you.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Okay, who's coming into town to beat the Titans this week? It's going to be the Houston Texans, and I was just looking up on SeatGeek. If you'd like to get some tickets to go see the game, you can get a ticket in the 300 section for $17, and that includes all the fees.
Wow.
Really?
Any cheaper, they're going to actually have to pay you to go in. But, you know, think about it. If you want to do that, and then, you know, you can look down below you from the 300 section, there's probably going to be at least 50,000 empty seats.
Yeah. That's my cheat code. That's what I do.
For you to just wander down into those seats.
That's smart.
They're not going to stop you because nobody's going to be there.
No.
So good luck. Go Titans.
So they voted to reopen the government on Wednesday. But one thing that is not highly known is that they're going to stop people from trying to get high.
Oh.
They're banning THC gummies, drinks, and anything above just a minute level of THC.
Wow.
Including creams that people use for their joints and muscles.
Really?
The industry is very upset. They're saying they're all going to go out of business. They said there's $28 billion spent on it every year. And 300,000 people employed in the hemp industry.
Wow.
So, yeah, they'll turn that around because they can tax it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, they're not going to give up the money.
Whoa. The lotions, that surprises me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They set the tolerance so low that all that stuff triggers this law.
So that could be a feeding frenzy before it goes into effect.
Yeah, not good. Well, yesterday the state approved the adjustable pricing choice lanes in Tennessee.
Ah.
So honestly, though, kind of sounds okay because no semis or multi-trailer vehicles can be in the choice lanes.
Well,
so
makes,
I might just pay just to get around them.
Just to get away from them,
Because it is annoying, but they'll be able to price it different at different times, like surge charging for Ubers and stuff like that.
Love that.
But the other cool thing is they're going to try to get traffic to a minimum of 55 miles an hour. So that's their goal for all of this is like traffic consistently moving. And
why would you pay if you're going to sit there just like you were in the other lane?
Exactly. True. So hopefully this turns out to be a good thing, but
I hope so.
I'm not holding my breath.
Last night was the most recent episode of 911 Nashville. It's a terrible show, and we all take turns having to watch it like a homework assignment. And then we come back the next day, and whoever has watched it has to play the game 911 Nashville, truth or trash.
Three scenarios. Mm-hmm. Only one of these crappy story ideas was actually in the show.
All right, we'll give you your choice.
I'm going to say, I'm going to just put this out there. Yes. I think this is better than the actual show. Like, okay. People should just tune into this instead of the actual show.
That's frankly, true. It takes a lot less time.
Yeah.
Whatever you say this is, it's better than that.
It's better,
911 Nashville.
You know, there's no, absolutely, if you have it on your DVR and you haven't watched it yet and you're dying to, I will give you a spoiler, but it's not really a spoiler. I'll tell you my favorite part of the show.
Okay.
At the end when they showed a preview for the next episode, which isn't going to happen until January. So it's not going to be on for like 2 months.
So your favorite part was, finding out that it wasn't going to be on.
It's not going to be on for 2 months.
Oh, what are we going to do?
I don't know. What are we going to do? Oh, thank God for reruns.
Okay, let's play the game.
Okay, now this was a huge Kimberly Paisley, Williams Paisley episode.
Okay.
She's, of course, the 911 operator. Mm-hmm. In the scenario, a evil consultant, big city woman who is so pushy and probably a Yankee, comes in to straighten out things in the 911 call center.
Ooh, okay,
and telling them the things like, don't be so polite and get off the phone with people. And, yo, help people, but be really fast and be rude with it.
Oh, my gosh.
And, oh, she was a terrible person. Okay. We all went, boo, boo. But somebody did get through, okay? Somebody called in. It was a housekeeper who was taking care of somebody's fancy Nashville mansion. Mm-hmm. And she had with her her precocious little son who loved playing hide and seek. Okay, she couldn't find her son. Okay. So she obviously called 911 right away. And said, I can't find my son. He loves playing hide and seek. I can't find him anywhere. So she says, oh, check the bottom of the swimming pool. Oh, thank God he's not there. In the garage. Oh, thank God he's not there. But then she did find him. Okay? Where did she find him?
Oh,
all right.
Did she find her child wedged into the fireplace gasping for air?
Oh.
Was he stuck in the doggy door with what appeared to be a raccoon with rabies menacing him? Or was he? Did he crawl into a front-loading washing machine that was filling up with water and was going to drown him?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to say he was trying to crawl into the washing machine and the water was rising.
That's what I was going to say, too. But for game's sake, I'll say the first one.
Yeah, it was the washing machine.
Okay.
Well, luckily, they were able to solve the problem by somehow looking up in the 911 call center the owner's manual to that particular washing machine and told them how to release the emergency valve that would open the door to let the child escape.
Oh,
how to
good.
Let a child out is on page 74.
Oh, my
they
gosh.
They have all that information right there at their fingertips.
Oh, no. These are the Spanish instructions. Get the other booklet. That's
right.
Terrible.
We have another round of it we'll play later on.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's saved you a lot of time. Saved you like 57 minutes of having to watch that show. It's Woody and Jim in the morning, and now the epic battle between men and women. It's Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. And you got a tree you need gone? Contact Tree Fellers. You can find them online at localtreefellers.com. All right, for the guys, we have Bubba and Brentwood. For the ladies, it's Jackie, the pride of Mount Juliet. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Welcome, guys. So let's get to know you a little bit. Start with Bubba. What's a low-key skill you have?
Remembering wedding anniversaries and birthdays based on, like, events that happened. Like, oh, that happened, you know, after this event. Yes, it means you're,
oh, wow,
you're
okay.
27. Pretty irritating.
I love that you're self-aware. That's nice.
Right. Jackie, tell us a low-key skill you have.
I have this really keen ability. If there is a hole anywhere within 100 yards of me, I will find and fall in it.
Okay. All right. She's a hole finder.
Okay.
A little clumsy.
All right. You each have a screw you can use. Let's begin with a multiple choice question.
All right, Jackie, is Matthew Stafford a famous boxer, quarterback, or NASCAR driver?
Matthew Stafford. He's a football player.
He is a football player. Good job. Quarterback of the Rams.
Okay, Bubba, is Florence by Mills a cosmetic company owned by Florence Pugh, Katy Perry, or Millie Bobby Brown?
Florence Pugh?
No! Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Kind of a trick question.
Okay, Jackie, take a big lead here.
11 wears makeup? What?
Yeah.
11 wears makeup. She's all grown up now.
I know.
Jackie, Police Commissioner Gordon is a character that helps out what famous crime fighter? Batman was what we were looking for. Batman.
All right, Bubba, Pioneer Woman and the Barefoot Contessa are shows featured on what cable channel?
Oh, that's the Food Network.
It is.
Okay.
We have a tie game.
All right, going to the last set of questions. Both of you still have your screws left. Jackie, six-cylinder car engines typically come with how many spark plugs?
Six.
Six.
That's right.
Whoa.
It was kind of a trick question, but not really. Good job.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. Are y'all trying to trick me here?
Yeah, well, it didn't work.
Okay, Bubba. In Mean Girls, why did Regina George have to wear a neck brace?
She wore the neck brace because of the Caltine bars.
Oh, no.
That happened, but that wasn't the reason.
No, she got hit by a bus.
She got hit by a bus.
Yes. Oh, yeah, at the end.
Yes, one does.
Jackie is our winner.
Redemption is yours, Jackie. You are the winner.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
What do you find ick?
It's something that everybody else seems to like, but you kind of freak out a little bit about.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you the ick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mentioned?
Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not a big fan of the cranberries and, you know, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Gina, is there something that gives you the ick that other people seem to like?
Yeah. So, like, I kind of thought of it as like something you would find in another person that instantly turns you off.
Okay.
Okay.
So, for me, it's like guys' hands. I've always noticed guys' hands for whatever reason. And sometimes guys and girls have like really, really short fingernails to the point where I want to ask, like, do they hurt? You know, like they bite up. They're really, really short. Like there's more skin than there is nail.
Okay.
I found myself sheepishly looking down at my own fingernails.
Yours are fine. I've already checked your guys' hands out. You're fine. Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, you guys have great hands.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's one thing where, like, I could find a guy very attractive, and if their hands are like that, I'm like instant no.
Really?
Yeah.
Where they're like borderline ingrown fingernails?
Yes. Bleh.
I mean, obviously, that is kind of gross if they're ingrown, but
yeah.
Well, like, what is it about? What does that say about a guy
if
he has those hands?
Maybe poor hygiene. Maybe that's what I associate it with, because hygiene's very important to me.
Right.
But I have no idea. I don't know. It just instantly is a turnoff.
I would think guys with long fingernails would be less, you know, hygiene, just because the dirt under their long fingernails.
Yeah, but
there's some guitar players.
There are that need their nails to be a certain length. That's longer. Yeah, I mean, that's gross too, but it wouldn't be a turnoff. I would just be like, just cut it, like clip it. But it's the short fingernails that I'm like,
don't come back in this room until you cut your fingernails. Yeah,
yeah. My ick that everybody else seems to have no problem with is cold food.
Oh,
like, I need my food to be warm.
Yeah.
Like if you put a charcuterie tray in front of me, it's like, yeah. oh, we've got some cold meats and cheeses and...
But
get it away from me. It's deadly poison.
And then that gets warm. Like a charcuterie board, I've never understood because that's supposed to be cool things, and then they get warm. Like the cheese and stuff.
Well, yeah, if it sits out for a while.
Yeah. But okay, so cold pizza. You won't eat cold pizza.
No, I'll warm it up.
Me too. I won't eat it.
I like cold pizza.
You do?
Sometimes I like better.
Cold salads.
I like cold pizza better than warm pizza sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I know there's a lot of people that like the second day pizza is the better pizza.
Yeah.
But not for me. Like if it's a cold pasta salad in the summer, mm-hmm. get it away from
really?
Me.
Really?
Wow.
Get
I love
it
those.
Away.
Yeah. That is so
it's
funny.
Gotta be, my food's got to be warm.
Okay.
Room temperature or warm.
Because like once it gets in your stomach, it has to be warm for it to digest well.
That's a good point.
I guess.
It's just, it's creepy.
Yeah.
It's like everything's, it's uncooked.
Yeah.
Cook it.
Yeah.
Warm it up.
I ain't like everything warm.
Unless it's
ice cream.
Dessert case is fine, but anything else, no.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So the Academy, as in the Academy Awards,
mm-hmm.
has sent out an email to its members saying, if you didn't watch all the movies that are nominated, you can't vote.
Yeah.
They're making them watch the movies.
Don't vote for something you didn't see.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Which is... I would have thought that would be already a rule.
Yeah.
I guess there's no way to test it. It's an honor system thing.
Right.
But the fact that they have to be told, you're doing something that means things to people
and
is about their life's work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should probably watch the things you're voting on.
Yeah. That's like Congress, you know. Don't vote for something you didn't read.
Yeah.
Yes. Which they do all the time.
All the time, yeah. There is a woman in Florida, and of course they have a new rule in Florida. If you're caught going over 100 miles an hour, mm-hmm. they arrest you right away.
Yeah.
I guess she was going 107 miles an hour in a 55 zone.
Whoa.
It was 10 minutes till midnight, and she said she was trying to get to Little Caesars before it closed.
Oh,
priorities.
They let her go, right?
Sadly,
that's a great
that's
excuse.
Right. Yeah, that's right. See, oh, proceed then. We'll give you a police escort to get your $5 pizza.
You mean pizza, pizza?
Pizza, pizza,
pizza
yeah.
Pizza.
So to be going to prison.
Oh, that's good. Well, Jim, you warned us yesterday about deers breaking into people's homes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, in Franklin.
Yeah, well, the Tennessee Highway Patrol is reminding us, hey, deer will be out on the roads, on the freeways, the highways, all the things. And November is historically the peak month for all of the deer-related crashes in the state.
Yeah, because it's like mating season. Mating. They're all out there, yeah.
And they don't care. They want to go get lucky. So
yeah.
they will move hell and high water to get to what they need to get to.
And if a deer runs in front of you on the road, you know there's like four of them behind it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And your car is screwed.
Oh, yeah.
So slam on those brakes and be careful.
Yeah, no kidding. Feeling good, like I should.
When in dark, we'll walk around the neighborhood. Well, it kind of sounds like a movie. A cow was on his way to the slaughterhouse. When he escaped.
What?
And they couldn't find him for 10 weeks.
Whoa.
A cow on the loose.
When they did find the cow, he was hiding among 200 sheep.
No way.
He had joined a flock of sheep, and they had accepted him as their own.
That's so good.
That is awesome.
And when they did find him, this cow was given clemency. He was not sent to the slaughterhouse. He's been sent to an animal sanctuary where he's going to live out the rest of his life.
Good.
Befriending sheep and then finding her freedom.
So when you're out getting a burger today,
yes,
raise your burger and say, this is for the one that got away.
That's awesome.
That is
good
funny.
For him.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Let's play 911 Nashville, Truth or Trash.
Here's the scenario. The 911 call center, which of course is headed up by Brad Paisley's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Evil big city corporate consultants come in and are yelling at everybody for being so polite and nice to the people.
Ugh.
And they need to speed through those calls and hang up if they don't hear anything.
Sounds like a really good episode.
Oh, just evil. So very evil. And so calls come in. She goes, 911, what's your emergency? And you don't hear anything. And then, of course, Brad Paisley's wife says, if there's somebody there, make a sound or touch a key on your phone and some beep. So, okay, there is somebody there. I'm going to have to use the FaceTime apparatus that we use all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
And so you see a woman clutching her throat, but not making noise and going, oh, my God, are you choking? And she nods her head.
Okay.
And so, all right.
So?
She has to become unchoked. How does she do it?
How does she become unchoked?
She could not Heimlich herself. She didn't have the strength to do it.
Oh, of course. Okay.
But she was choking on something. So Brad Paisley's wife says, well, let's find a way for you to do it.
Okay.
All right? So was she able to Heimlich herself using the rear end of a mechanical bull, a random piece of furniture in a hotel, or was she stomach-butted by a goat?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say the mechanical bull because it's Nashville. So, of course, they're going
to
do something.
They're going to try to throw that kind of stuff in.
She I say it was a goat.
Goat.
No, sorry. It was the furniture. I just threw the other ones.
Oh,
it was more interesting than what actually happened.
She like thrusted herself.
She thrust herself on like a couch arm and it just went. And she was able to cough up whatever it was.
Fried chicken. Wow. Nashville fried chicken.
It could have been, Hattie B's chicken. Could have been a Little Debbie's, cosmic brownie or something. I don't know. But
one of those goo-goo bars.
But the big cliffhanger is that hackers have taken over all the electronics in Nashville.
Oh, no.
Everyone has just a big old skull and crossbones on their screen. And then they're going to make you wait because there's a boat that looks kind of like the General Jackson, but really isn't because it was all put in with CGI and it's headed toward the pedestrian bridge.
Oh, no.
So we'll have to wait till January to find out if everybody's going to be okay.
How am I going to be able to do that?
I don't know.
I hope the hackers delete every file of 911 Nashville.
Maybe they can delete the whole show.
Yeah.
That sounds like crap.
It was terrible. I was watching it with my girlfriend last night and actually shouted out a couple times, I really hate this show. Jimmy, you're telling us off the air about a story about a naughty influencer.
Yeah, there's this influencer that has been sued for almost $2 million and lost, has to pay because they broke up somebody's marriage. The jilted wife sues the influencer, and she got a $1.75 million judgment for her breaking up the marriage.
Wow.
I guess it was in North Carolina, and there's only six states where you can sue the person who was the third person who destroyed the marriage.
As
really?
You should. I think that should be all 50.
Really? I didn't know that was a rule anywhere. Where
yeah,
you can sue somebody who's breaking up your marriage?
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure she's going to try to appeal it. Nobody knows how much money she has.
Yeah.
She has 3 million followers, but it doesn't mean you automatically have millions of dollars.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But, what do you think of that?
That's a lot of money. So maybe not that much, but like something substantial, definitely.
A lot of times in a situation like that, they just go after who might have money.
Yeah, that's
right.
True. Who can I sue that has money?
She's not suing her own husband or ex-husband.
Yeah. So is he going to pay any penalty for this?
Well, it takes two to tango. So I would definitely go after him too in our divorce settlement or something. But I don't know. I've never been the one that has been like, well, it's the guy's fault. It's the girl's an innocent bystander. Like, she doesn't have any loyalty to anyone. First of all, yes, she does because that was her boss. So like, she had to have known the woman, the wife.
Oh, yeah.
Second of all, so she knew they were married. Like, she fully took.
She knew him completely.
Yeah.
100%.
No, she's to blame as well.
Yeah.
So they're saying that the judgment may have been so high because the influencer was showing her relationship with the guy even before they were.
Oh, while he
divorced.
Was still married.
Yes.
No.
So she was just bragging about it.
She's kind of flaunting
her
that
followers.
She's got a new guy, that she's.
Oh.
Okay, it should have been 5 million.
Yeah.
Oh, Gina just like.
Yeah,
she just changed her mind.
Hot.
It wasn't enough money now.
Yeah.
Right?
Dang, that's wild.
What are we doing this weekend, y'all?
My wife's going to one of those Christmas shopping things with her lady friends.
Ah.
Where they drink and just buy ornaments and stuff. So
I don't remember buying this, but here it is.
Yeah, I'll probably go to the movies. I might go see Predator Badlands or something like that. I heard
Ooh,
that.
Okay.
That's good.
It's going to be nice weather. I promised my girlfriend that we would clean out the garage this weekend, so I'm going to try to find ways to get out of that. And, probably go see Running Man. I've heard that's really good.
Ooh, nice. I did see it. So that, it's a very entertaining movie.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a fun weekend.
Comedic action.
Yeah, I like that.
I got a packed weekend. Tonight, we have our second birthing class. Tomorrow, I have a baby shower. Sunday, we have church and a lot of stress cleaning that my parents are coming on Monday.
Getting ready for that.
So, yes. Yeah.
And I can't see how you really live.
No, not at all.
Monday morning, we'll be back. Of course, anybody can tell funny jokes. It takes courage to tell terrible ones. And that's what we'll be doing Monday with a Woody and Jim joke off.